guest is here.
Personally, after 2017, said I would never go to EDC again.
And why is that?
I almost died both years that I went.
We're gonna get down on camera, y'all. I want you, and I want you, and I want you in the back.
Chug, chug, chug.
Oh, shit. What the fatty?
Hey guys, it's Bree. I forgot to press record on the audio, but I will be pressing record soon, I promise.
Hi friends! Ooh. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk!
Sorry!
I'm Bree.
I'm Cindy.
I'm Rosie.
And this is Sorry We're Drunk. Today we are gonna be trying Clawtails. Dun dun dun! It is everything you love about your OG White Claws, but it's now with a bold flavor, the bold Cosmo flavor, crisp bite of mojito, the tropical twist of Mai Tai, and the juicy kick of margarita flavors. This is not sponsored. I wish it was. And there are 7%.
I just noticed that.
We only have one box?
Yes.
Híjole.
7%. This is a 12 pack. Today, this is a 12 pack, and it's made with real juice. Real juice, lightly sparkling. So it's not like incorrectly sparkling. Slightly.
It says not a seltzer, not a cocktail. It's a clawtail.
Uniquely cold wave filtered. I don't know what that means. Uniquely cold wave filtered.
Let me open it.
I'm excited.
I should have opened it before we started. Sorry.
It is okay. We're gonna grab a drink each.
Mango margarita. Strawberry Cosmo.
We'll just grab.
Tropical
Mai Tai? Okay.
Ooh,
that sounds bomb.
How many flavors?
No,
I want that one. I wasn't gonna be picky, but like...
on that after.
Okay. I love a good Mai Tai.
I'm gonna put this here.
Yeah, they make sure to let you know it's a lightly sparkly.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to open this.
Okay, you open?
I mean, because...
Wait, the nail.
I think
I could do it. 3, 2, 1.
Nope.
I did it.
Failed miserably.
I need to get one of those thingies.
Oh, I have some. I just have to remember where they're at. Put that on my
to-do list.
Okay.
Well, I'm scared.
That hurts me, and I'm not even doing it.
Cheers.
Do an air
cheer. I like the cheers. Cheers.
I'm so sorry.
I like the tropical packaging.
I will say, on initial first taste, it was giving me like a not for local, like something like old school that was not that good.
Does it skip calories or anything?
Oh yeah, what's the calorie count?
So I looked it up. It contains 150 calories per serving. So how many servings?
Is it can of
exactly.
Okay, 150 isn't that bad.
This is my dinner.
One of these is 150.
I think it could be worse because there's a lot of flavor in these.
There is a lot of flavor.
Definitely not seltzer vibes.
It kind of reminds me of the
yuck.
The other cocktails. What are they called?
I'm already burping though.
Yeah. No, it's like they're like 12%ers.
Cutwater?
It's kind of there's a flavor that it reminds me of.
This is reminding me of something too, but I cannot figure out what it is. I was thinking something old school, but I can't really put my finger on it. I feel weird because I'm completely looking this way and then the camera's
that way.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, today.
In today's episode, we will be recapping EDM.
That EDM.
Which means basically I will be doing a lot of talking, but also
we're gonna be like the interviewers. Yeah.
And
I was gonna say interviewees.
To help me recap, we will be having Jesse over finally. Yay! Yay!
Special guest. Yes.
He's not here yet.
Yeah. He'll be here soon, but this is going to be Cindy's first time ever meeting Jesse.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting him through Rosie, And we'll get into it when he gets
here.
We'll get into it. Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I'm excited for Cindy to meet him.
Yeah, I know. This should be fun. I'm excited. Okay.
Cut. We'll be back.
Bye.
Okay.
Hey.
And Jesse. Hey. Our guest is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the long-awaited Jesse has finally made it.
Woo!
Okay, so this is our episode.
This finally. Is really our episode.
We're gonna do our EDC recap.
Yes.
We were in Vegas for 5 days.
5 days.
5.5 days.
God damn.
A fucking week, bro.
5 days of partying.
Yeah, like literally. Okay, so let's get into it. Should we talk about...
Get into it, yeah.
Where should we start?
Let's get to know Jesse a little bit. Hey.
I totally forgot that segment.
That
part.
I was
so excited to talk about it.
She was like, easy.
And I was the one that told me to do this segment. Okay, so Jesse, how do we know each other?
We know each other from elementary. Since what grade was it? Or third grade.
I feel like probably longer.
Longer.
We've been at least known of each other. Yeah.
Ooh. So I've known Ruthie forever in high school. That's when I was like, little baddie. I used to have her in my class. She was a baddie, and she didn't even realize she was a baddie from high school. She was just a shy girl.
She was a shy girl.
With a fatty.
I was definitely.
No, but yeah, I met Rosie, and then I had moved to Vegas for like 8 years, and when I came back, we literally started seeing each other. Like at our nephew's classes, at
we ran into each other like we just started
at Target, and I was like, "It's meant to be."
It took us a while. I feel like we've seen each other at our nephew's school for sure.
Yeah, I think I remember before I even knew who you were. I remember. I think we were at Ray's football game, and she's like, "Oh, my friend's here. I've seen his nephew. I want to say hi."
So I think it's very full circle of us. Because we went to elementary school together, and now our nephews are in elementary school together. Yes. And they're
shout out to my nephews because they're like, yo, shout us out.
Shout out to them. So I think that's pretty cool. Like, literally, I went to Ray's open house, and he was fucking in the same classroom. I'm like, what the fuck are the odds? Like, very, very.
It's small world after all.
But I feel like it was meant for us to always come back to, like, it was
just seeing each other. Yeah. Like, we never hung out. We didn't, like, talk like that. Like, we knew each other. We were cool with each other, but never, like,
I just knew Rosie was always my bitch because I don't back her up no matter what. Like, I just knew what she was like. I always think of the scenario, like, oh, if she ever gets, I'm like, why do I think that? I'll jump in.
You didn't
like,
know. Yeah. I'm like calling a stranger.
Hey, yo.
That went like it's been like that for years, and then the final meetup, which we have talked about already, but like we finally met up and hung out for Escape. Year.
And then that's on every three.
Just on some random shit Jesse posted on Instagram. Who's going to escape?
Yeah.
Like
I was gonna go with my best friend, and then she canceled, and then the other homegirl, she was just like, I can't make it. So I was like, let me post, and Rosie came through.
Yeah, I think the post just said, like,
yes. Who's I literally felt the vibe. I didn't reply, like, for a couple of days or something.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I didn't reply, but that's because I was like, I was all like, oh, my God, I can't believe she actually said it.
Aww.
She said, you know.
I replied to you very quickly, and then after, I was like, because originally it was just going to be me and Brie.
Yeah.
And solo, I low solo.
She had a real one, too.
And I replied to Jesse, and then... After I replied to Jesse, I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even ask Brie. Like, but I think she'll be fine.
So we're always adopting someone to the Ray fam. Yeah, always.
And I'm super blessed.
Yeah, so that's how we ended up finally meeting up. We met up at Escape. He spent the whole weekend with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had an amazing time together. You guys know. You saw the recap on
EDC.
That.
EDC.
No, Escape.
Sorry.
And then basically, that led to EDC, though.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I will say, though, that one day that you went to go say hi to him at the baseball game.
Football
game. He straight up was like, hey, you're from the podcast. Yeah,
he's been a fan.
Yeah, I was just telling him how I was tripping out because, like, I'm actually going to come out on their podcast, like an actual podcast, you know? Yeah. Because they do this shit real good.
Yeah. So, it's official. It's official.
I'm not a shy ass person, none of that, but right now, it is like.
It gets easier. Trust me. But we were like this. We were like terrified when
we first
started.
You're doing really good. Yeah, because really us good. In the beginning, we were like,
like every once in a while, we're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, I was watching all of them. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then Cindy's like actually here. I deadass didn't know Cindy was going to be here.
What? Yeah, we might have a unicorn.
No, yeah, so like, maybe she's going to come. Or, like, I didn't know it was, like, you know, but.
Yeah, but sometimes if one of us can't make it, we'll have a guest. And fill in. So
I'm usually a special guest.
Shut up. We're trying to get back on the table here.
I'm actually, I'm happy to meet you. And
yay! No,
I can't wait for all of us to go at least one rave, you know? Just
Should we say it?
Stop, what?
Going to Apocalypse. We're all going.
Apocalypse.
We're all going.
Yo, I'm excited for that. I'm not gonna lie.
We got our ticket. We got our ticket. We're all going.
I'm debating Heart Summer, but I like really wanted to make Apocalypse because I love bass.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, we will be going to
Apocalypse. Let's do this.
I'm excited. Okay, so.
It's in San Bernardino, right?
The same. No.
It's at the Queen Mary, which is why also I'm like really stoked. I don't think we get to go in the Queen Mary.
I feel like they have. Yeah, they usually have afters in there though.
Oh,
and you can also stay.
Wait, they'll come.
You can stay there too. Yeah. Which I was thinking about, but I want to see.
Speaking of, I need to request that Saturday. I don't want to.
It's like the 20th. I already have that shit.
In November?
November 28th.
I need to request that Saturday.
Jesse's surprising with tickets,
wait, it's
guys.
2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, Cindy. Okay, I need to request those 2 days ASAP.
ASAP. Yeah. So, Apocalypse. This one right here. She was like, "I'm going to Apocalypse."
I bought the ticket.
She didn't tell anyone. Yeah.
She didn't tell no one. And like, then I was like, "You know what? Fuck." I'm like, "Bree, we're going with her." Like,
you're not. You know, one thing about Jesse, well, we can get into it later. But like, this motherfucker will not let me do shit alone.
He's so down. Like, he's so down.
He's like, "No, bitch, you're not running
like,
away."
No, like, you know, in a full ass field, and then makes booty cheeks right here. Like, those snatch your ass up real quick. You know. They'll be like,
"Oh, I love you."
I love it, but also sometimes I'm like, just let me be free.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I was literally dead ass gonna buy one of those dog things. I'm like, fuck it, like, run 20 miles of, like, do it. You got this, homie. Shit.
Make it. I'm like, not
enough. No, you get the
but that's it.
You just zap her.
Yeah. I'm dead ass. I was literally.
20 feet a little too far. Yeah. Wait, that's hilarious.
Love that.
Like when we were talking about EDC, we were having like some set time conflicts, and I kept saying like, "We can separate. It's okay. Like I'll go off on myself and come back." And he's like, "No, we're not doing that." I'm like,
"The first day we did it, and we just never found each other because we didn't have any hold or anything."
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, what's the next question for Jesse?
Yes. What is your go-to drink? Is it like a seltzer? Is it a margarita?
So it would be like a Paloma. Or
you can say that. Like, you can say that.
Wait, I'm like, can
or, he said adios, motherfucker.
Okay.
One thing about Jesse is he's not really a drinker.
Because I'm 420 friendly.
Period.
But he be drinking with us sometimes here and there. Today's a special occasion.
Yep. And I'm really feeling a little
he like, always hey, claims to be a lightweight, but
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I've seen you drink a fair amount.
Yeah, but I could actually, like, you know, if I over, like, yeah, I don't know.
No, I feel like he's a lightweight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
But I have drink, like,
yeah, he be drinking with us sometimes. But yeah, he's more of a smoker, so that's, I kind of thought you were going to say your go-to thing was just to be smoking.
It is, but it like right now.
But like if you're going to drink.
Important times like this, I'm fucking down. So, everybody chug.
Hey. We finished our drinks, guys.
You did?
We don't like babysitting.
We're adults over here.
Chug, 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 chug.
Oh, you said I did it. You know, I'm not a good chugger. Like, I could drink fast, but
this just what bomb,
I can't chug a seltzer.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
He tried the blackberry, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First impression? Yeah, pretty well. Okay, I will get us a second round.
I want the Mai Tai.
You guys, we're in my hot ass garage with no fans, yeah. No AC. So
we're glistening.
I was gonna say, our studio,
the AC, bro.
Yeah. Will it be that bad if we put anything on? The door open,
it will make too much noise. So we're sweating.
I'm kind of down to crack the door open a little bit.
Crack it open.
I mean, I'm down to try.
Which one did you try? Blueberry?
I did
strawberry.
Strawberry. Do you want to try mango?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this is yum yum.
Yum yum yum?
Mmm.
Mango.
Yum yum. Eat them up.
Whichever one you don't want.
No, because. Oh, you did tropical? Yes. Okay. Cheers, guys.
Some more.
All right, let's all cheers at the same time.
On, wait for me. Wait for me.
Hold on. Hold ready. Okay. Wait. Let's do the. Crack the thingy open.
I already opened it.
Oh, good job.
Okay, we'll get better. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Or did I? No, I didn't.
I don't know. What? I'm just confused as how I did that.
I was
like, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just kidding.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I love him.
Okay. Do you feel the vibes? We feel the vibes. Jesse brings vibes.
Oh, that's very different. Vibes. Do you like that?
I like this. Yeah.
That's very different. Did you try this one?
Mm-mm. I don't know
this
if
was
I...
me and fucking EDC, bro. How do you...
Everybody. Literally, we're like...
Everybody, their mom.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was a trip because I kept seeing like a whole bunch of like... different people. Damn. Like do something.
They're all pretty good though.
Yeah. And I was dressed like on but, African... deer, like he was literally, he told it from like I don't know where.
Put on your cheek or your boob, sure. He said, "Oof, not that one." We are hot. Don't forget to hot yourself. Here, let me hot you.
This is it.
I love my veggies.
The fact that you still have some left and you were like literally giving out hundreds of them, that really.
And it's so cool because people were like,
"Wait, I wanted my cheek too."
I've been waiting for this moment.
I ripped it. Sorry.
No, that doesn't mean her.
You want another one, is what you're saying? Oh. It might not stick because when we're sweaty, it doesn't stick.
I feel like Nelly. No,
I learned that.
It sticked over there, dude. Like, that was
out. No, I remember when I put on my booty and it wouldn't stick.
Okay,
I feel like it's going to happen.
Let it stop.
I'm so sorry to probably me who's going to edit this because we're all talking over each other at this point. Okay.
I'm having fun, guys.
Good.
Oh, God. See, I told you. It's like that first bit. It's like kind of nerve-wracking, but once
after
you get
that,
through
it's just a conversation.
It is.
We just try to keep it in order, but, you know. Anyways, any other questions for Jesse? I forgot how it works.
I feel like the one we usually ask is... like favorite or like crazy drunk story.
Do you have any favorite or crazy drunk story that you love?
Thank you, Cindy.
Memorable.
Memorable.
Anything when we tell you that, what comes to mind?
Probably when I was like 15, 16. I was like in the party scene back then. It was like a party scene. Shout out to all the homegirls from HK because I know they're gonna see this shit.
Hey.
How have we not kicked it with each other before? Because I also was in the party scene.
I don't know. I really don't know. But
sorry, what's HK?
So our party crew, I was the only guy crew. So and then it was all the homegirls. So it was called HK, which was like they were like they all love Hello Kitty. So it was like heavily conceited, and it was HK.
Okay, you know? This is so funny.
You need to explain this to me some more.
No, this is literally bringing back memories. It's bringing back memories to me too because I was from 18 Dummy.
They're
party cliques,
little gangs, but they're not gangs.
They're just like party cliques, like go on. It was just like everybody will fucking dance, like, and it was all booty shaky music. And then that's when the rave scene, which was like the shufflers, kind of took over.
Yeah, but first it was like the flyer party shit.
Wait, I'm so intrigued. Okay,
I'll
show
you. I'll give you guys some pictures so you guys.
So with these cliques, would they host the fly parties?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's like HK, and then there's like 69 Ladies,
Nappy Boys.
Oh, I remember like Mega Boys or some shit like that. I don't know. It was like a bunch of different ones. I actually have somewhere in my storage like some flyers that I have saved.
I know.
Did you guys get jumped in, or how does that work?
No. It was just vibes. There was like main heads. So like shout out to Dimples. I know you're gonna see this.
fuck.
So, so crazy. So,
How did you get initiated or like how did that work?
Well, I just kind of had to I just kicked it with girls. Like girls, like I'll have like guy friends too, but it was like very little because it was just, that was my shit. So I knew a lot of girls, so I would just like, I'll just be the only dude. And that caught a lot of attention.
So,
like, I got up quick, like really quick.
You really just like, you know, you kick it with people and then they create a crew and then like, you know, people want to join, and it wasn't that serious. It was just like, you know, you just claim your fucking little
clique. So essentially, like, the more people in your clique, like, so, like, the better the parties.
So we'll throw parties, but we'll still charge at the door. So we'll, like, you'll make your little mom side hustle.
I see.
I did one fire party in my life. That's crazy. I never knew that was, like, a thing. Like,
To be fair, I joined, like, this to be,
I think we're giving it, I joined this,
low key, cause we're we are. I joined,
we're 26, y'all. Forever and ever. 23.
I did join like kind of like late, so I was just going to parties without like joining the crew. I joined the crew because my cousins and like the girls that I were kicking it with eventually joined, so I'm like, okay, I'll be in it too. But like, I feel like it died down after that. Yeah. So I didn't really, I wasn't like active as fuck, so but like I did. Yeah, no, I've been a raver for a very long time.
Did you make money off these?
I personally didn't. I didn't personally throw a party, but like, it's funny because even when we were in our clique, like we also started kicking it with some other girl who started throwing parties, and we would support her. But like, I don't think she ever had like a quote unquote crew. Mm. I don't know.
She just had the place.
She had a place, so yeah. She started throwing parties, and we would promote whatever the fuck party she was having.
I would have been
the person. Yeah, my mom would never let me.
Her mother would.
But on the other block, can't say too much. But we used to throw some parties out here on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rosie's been an old girl since like a minute. She's been 81.
Yeah. So. I'm old. And I've been a party girl.
Yeah.
Don't show my family this. Oh, they didn't know that.
Block them.
My old friend, the one that I had the flyer party with, we had done this like Rosarito trip, and like I did a whole vlog about it, so it was kind of like iconic.
Iconic.
So we wanted to bring Papas and Beer to LA, so that was the theme. Papas and Beer in LA.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that was our theme. And you know, I think everyone watched the vlog, but like because of that, we did that.
I did see some of this.
Yeah, and her parents, they're too down. So we did it at their apartment complex, dude. We set everything up. Like we split whatever like we were putting in, and then we were like we made a price for people to come in, like. The parents helped us organize that shit to the fucking T. Like
$25.
They were like, okay, they were out there collecting the money for us so we could party.
Right.
And her cousin, she was studying to be like a cop or whatever. So she was like, she was fucking security.
She was a bouncer.
So funny. The funniest thing that she found on someone was a fucking wrench. He lifted up her shirt and there was a wrench. And I was like,
wrench, fuck. Like one of those like.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do with the wrench here? Right? Like, get the shit out.
Damn, they were searching people.
We were searching the
fuck out of people. In this day and age, it's a must.
Yeah.
But I feel like Loki, back in the day, it wasn't like that. Like now, this.
You pay for it.
Fucking crazy bitches. Yeah, people that are fucking weird.
But also, like, I feel like the parents had that sense to do something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We would probably would have been like, you know? Like, but, you know, luckily they had the brains.
They had that shit under control.
That's so funny.
We had the numbers. They had the brains.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, period. Oh, so good. We didn't even let him tell a story. We got no story.
I forgot where the hell
your 15-year-old story.
Oh, yeah. So.
What the fuck?
Coming home, like, so fucked up. Like on, I think I drink MD 2020s and 2-4 Locos. You see, I used to drink guys back when I was younger, but that was just it. Like I remember like my homegirls just knocking on my door and my mom just picking me up, and I just remember throwing up all over the living room. And my mom just like, damn, pinche pendejo, she was mad, but my mom was like, bro, like what the fuck, you know? Like, and then I was just like, oh, sorry,
I don't drink.
That's what. How old were you?
I think I was like 16.
16. Okay, so she definitely didn't know you were drinking at
that while time. While I was already going out and about, she would be like, "Mira, sabes qué, mijo? Que Dios te bendiga." She would be like, "I'm gonna lock the door on you, and I'll go home." And my dad, she wouldn't be locked. Like, she's a real one, you know.
That's funny. So, that's cool.
Yeah. I have just that time. I have some other ones, but those are too, like, oh, you know, it was like fighting everybody, and I blacked out that day.
But you can tell us if you want, or if you don't want to, that's okay.
No, it was just like I blacked out at my brother-in-law's, and then I don't know what the hell happened. I started fighting with like all the neighborhood little gangsters from the side, because they all love my mom, and my mom was trying to just stop me, you know, like, calm down. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck. I drank a lot. Like,
sometimes, you know, something takes over you
when you're crying. Yeah, and I'm not like the one to fight, but I don't know, that day I was just like, what's up?
Yeah.
I want you, and I want you. And you in the back.
Wrong day to catch play with you.
I regret it that day, and then I was like, drinking's not for me. Like, in my family, bro, we cannot drink, because we're like,
Angry drinkers.
We get it from my mom. Because my dad was hella chill. Like, my dad was like, he was a vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so runs in the family.
There's some people that it just happens.
But we're fun drinkers. Don't get us wrong, you know. But it could just take that.
But little, like, maybe
it could go the wrong way. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Something could set you up.
Who stared at who?
Yeah, you stepped on me. Nah,
you breathed my air.
Sometimes I do that.
No, yeah, I do that. I'm like, you step on me, you didn't say sorry. Somebody bumps into me.
But yeah. If you don't say sorry, it's one thing. If you say sorry, I'm like, you're good. Move on.
Right.
If you don't say sorry, I'm like,
dude. And then I fucking hate when I'm the one being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, babe. Like, I will look at them in the eye. I'm so sorry.
Dog the
and
shit out of you, like,
yeah, sometimes I'm like,
bitch,
no, you're lucky I said sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes Bree's too nice to these bitches, and I'm like, fuck them. You said sorry.
Bree's a baddie, and baddies really, some baddies don't fight.
Yeah, we're not fighting.
But I'll fight for you, so what's fucking good?
I know, he keeps saying that, and it stresses Bree out.
Oh, I know. Sorry. What's good?
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. I thought it was an emergency, but it wasn't.
Should we segue into the recap?
I think we should, because we've already been talking for 25 minutes.
Okay.
Ooh. So,
EDC recap. Are we starting with day zero?
I do think we're... Actually, before day zero... Friend, can you help me? I did want to talk a little bit about before day zero. A little bit of the getting ready, because Shein let me down.
It's some tariffs, honey. Yeah. Some tariffs.
Oh, yes. So let me rewind a little bit. I did already have like outfits, quote unquote, planned. Most of them, day 0, 1, 2, and then 3 was like up in the air. But I was like, okay, once I finalize my outfits, I'm like, I'm going to make one more Shein order with all my accessories. For each day, I ordered accessories with 2 weeks to spare. Usually, Shein only takes 1 week, but I ordered with 2 weeks to spare. And no, they stayed at LAX for a whole week. And I left to Vegas without my little package.
Aww.
So I had to improvise. But it was fine, because you know what? When you get ready,
Jesse,
you don't even remember to put all your accessories on anyways.
Right.
So, yeah, that was the first, like, I think you also were having shipment problems, too, right?
Literally, like, 2 days, like, the day of, or, like, the day before, my shit came in right away.
Oh, love
that. The Bart Simpson,
yes.
I was like, bro, I wanted to wear that for
days. And you ordered that so far ahead of time.
But, like, probably, like, a month ahead, like, it was just lagging.
Where'd you order it from?
From EDM something.
Oh, okay.
But they're
during that time, it was like the whole tariff shit, so things were backed up no matter what.
Things were backed the fuck up, and
they were just so spoiled by Amazon.
They really were.
I ended up, that's what I did too, which is so funny, because the things that I did end up ordering, I didn't use half of them. Really? But like in my Shein order, I had like a lot of like toe protectant and like stuff for my feet, because I was gonna wear platforms. I was preparing, and then I also ordered like rings, bracelets, necklaces to match my fits, and like fake tattoos and shit like that. Some of the stuff I quickly realized that it wasn't gonna come on time, so I like did a quick Amazon order. Paid double.
or Amazon more than be coming double. Through. Like Amazon just like
it came when you have no other choice,
came through, but that shit was literally more than double for each.
We don't like Jeff Bezos though.
No,
we don't support him, but sometimes we
but like that's like the thing though.
I know they need a
We need something else.
Jesus.
that one day, 2 day ship and be coming through.
We need God.
We need God. Jesus.
Yeah, so I ended up like paying double for some things, and now I have doubles of things because the chain order came while I was in Vegas. So now I have double belly chains and rings and bracelets
for the next one.
For the next couple.
Yeah, we're fine.
But yeah, so that was the first thing. That was like my stressor before we left. But then after a while, I just like accepted my fate. I'm like, it's not coming. Let me just figure it out. I drove around here and I bought some shit from here. Yes.
I have a question. Was this your guys' first EDC? Yes or no?
No.
This is my second one.
Oh, both of you guys.
This is my third.
Your third? Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes. I went to EDC in 2016, 2017, and then this past year. And you went to EDC?
23, and then this year.
Okay.
I personally, after 2017, said I would never go to EDC again.
And why is that?
I almost died both years that I went.
Oh, fuck.
Back in the days, they used to have it in June when it was even hotter.
Oh.
Heat in Vegas. I'm talking 120 degrees at 4 a.m. Like, it never cooled down. It was so fucking ugly. Like, I don't know. I don't know what took them so long to finally change the dates. But when the 2 years that I went, that was it. That was the case. Like, it literally never got under 100 degrees the whole entire night. Mm-hmm. So that and my partying and doing too much, I would come home and be literally dead.
Yeah.
Can't hold nothing down. Like, we had to go to urgent care. Like, it was bad for a whole week, like, in bed both years. And I'm like, you know what? It was fun, but, like, it's too much.
It's too much.
It's not worth it. I can't hang, which is why I was very scared to go this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Did you have the same concerns this year?
I was very scared, yes. But they did change the dates.
But also, the fucking weather's unpredictable now.
And we're going to get into that.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, it was. But even on top of that, like, I'm older now. And not only is all of that a problem, but, like, EDC is literally fucking so huge. We walk, like, 20 miles in one day, bro. Like, it's not, like, we don't fuck around.
Is it bigger than Coachella?
Okay, so we did talk about this. I'm trying to compare it. Coachella's different because it's, like, very open. You know, like, big open fields.
And EDC's not?
It's, like, more little sections.
But you have to go, like, I don't know. I feel like Coachella is bigger, but for some reason, EDC is just, like, a lot more walking. And you're on, like, asphalt, which is, like, hard on your feet. Yeah. And then there's hella stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also, like, this little, like,
hill
thingy.
Every day, you have to either go up or go down. Like, bro.
Yeah. And that part, I just feel like it's just, it's more tiring. It is.
Have you ever gone to EDC?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
I can recall Cindy saying she wanted to go and me telling her, like, I'll never go again.
I'm just waiting until we graduate, so I'll just
keep going.
Peer pressure her one time.
I know.
Next
year for EDC, I'll be graduating that weekend that EDC is in, so I'm like, you guys can go.
Because while we were there this year, he convinced me that we can go again next year.
You have to wait.
But then he was like, oh, no, you can't because I'm graduating. I'm like, okay, no, we can't. But yeah, so I was very scared. But Jesse begged me, and that's why I went.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And he bought me my ticket.
My friend, Lizette, we had her on the podcast before. She did the camping experience. And I didn't know in the camping experience, they have ACs. They're pods, and they have ACs in them. And I was like, wait, that's a little different than Coachella.
Right, but I don't know if I was just on the wrong side of TikTok, but because we thought about camping too, but every review that I seen was like, those fucking ACs don't work, you can't sleep, they're partying day and night.
But also, the weather situation, she didn't really need it, you know? Like,
right, so, that's true. It never was too hot to function.
Because when I entered 2023, it was pretty hot.
Yeah, this year was, the weather was fucking crazy. Okay, let's get into it.
Day zero.
Hey.
Yes, I think you
want to
drink too.
Oh my god, we're gonna run out of drinks so fast, you guys. Okay, so day zero, we decided. Okay, fucking Jesse over here, not only did he buy my EDC ticket, but he also was like, a show got announced for Sarah Landry.
And Nico Moreno, eh?
Yes, versus back-to-back. Nico Moreno on Thursday night. This motherfucker was like, Rosie, can we go? Can we go? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, I'm already stressed about the 3 days at EDC. Now you want to do a fucking fourth day? And he's like, please, like, she's my queen. I want to see her.
Like, I tried to catch her. Like, she had two sets here in Cali, like, probably, like, a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And I fucked none. Both, like, right away. Boom.
Yeah. So he said that he's been trying to see her, blah, 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 blah. Can we go? I'm like, okay, fuck it. You know, if we're going to do it, let's fucking do it all the way. Yes. So we had a show on Thursday night. With that being said, I usually, the two times that I went before, would leave Thursday night like midnight or 11 p.m. going into Friday midnight so that we can avoid traffic. That's usually my thing. But since we had a show, I was like, okay, we need to leave in the morning then because there's going to be traffic during the day. So that's what we did. We left. What time did we leave? 8 a.m.?
And one thing about Rosie is when she says she's gonna be on the fucking dot, she'll be there at like on the dot.
I was like 10 minutes late and I was stressed out about it. No, but I was stressed out about it because I'm like, no, I said we're leaving at eight.
She'd be on it. Like,
and fucking Jesse did not sleep.
I never sleep, bro. He was
like, sicko.
No, the reason why I don't sleep is because I just.
You're so excited.
No, literally,
I think I just got out of work.
You, yeah. He worked like a crazy shift and then he had to go home and pack. And
start packing.
And he texts me like at 4 a.m. and he's like, I'm going to sleep now. And I'm like, bitch, we're leaving at 8.
I know.
But did you sleep on the ride?
No. Mm-mm. I didn't.
We need to get into the ride because I want to talk about it. But like,
are you okay?
He did not sleep on the ride.
I'm not okay, but I was excited.
The adrenaline was up for sure. We left at 8 a.m.-ish and then we filled up the whole car. Oh, I filled up the whole car.
She fucking took, like, but fuck it. She had everything, bro. There was nothing that we did not have.
I felt like you, because usually I make fun of Brie for overpacking, but I very much overpacked this time.
Which was a good thing, because she had, like, everything. She had, like, electrolytes. She fucking had something for your bones.
A pharmacy.
Yeah, literally. No, she had candy with her. She had beads, all types of stuff.
Yeah, we made candy when we got back, when we got to the hotel, I was gonna say apartment. It was like an apartment.
Literally.
Sometimes it's nice being Mary Poppins, having everything and anything you want. Mm-hmm. You know?
I even took some pre-made food because I was like, we're not gonna have time to eat. And we didn't. Even with the pre-made food, we did not have time to eat.
Yo.
But yeah, so we were on a very merry way. And I will say that the ride there was such a fucking vibe.
Oh, I Jesse love
that. Jesse and I don't know what happened.
Bro, no, because you know music? What? She's like, she brings my childhood back. Like, she'd be bumping some OG ass shit, like, that my dad and my mom would hear when they were like youngsters and they passed down to us to our generation. So it was like, she's like, I know she comes, like,
I'm
yeah.
I'm stuck in the past for sure.
It just brings me back so many memories. Like, and it's always a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think we were playing, I was just playing regular shit. And then Jesse's like, bring out the oldies. So we started vibing so hard on oldies. And then I don't know what.
And she goes way back. Way, way back.
I did. Yeah, I did. The old oldies.
Yes. Yes.
I did. And then, like, we were vibing on the oldies. I'm like, okay, let's switch it up a little bit. Then we started playing, like, some old school hip hop. Like,
hey, mama.
And then we went into Black Eyed Peas.
That's old school?
No.
Then that's
what we moved into that.
Okay. 2000, early 2000.
Black Eyed Peas is old.
No, yeah. Then we hit the early
2000. We're on a Mary Wild shit.
I am not ready for a drink. It was catching my attention. I'll drink this one if you don't mind.
Yeah. Which one did you try already?
I'm these two.
Okay, this is weird. It has like a mint. Oh, it's mojito. Okay, it has like a mint flavor.
Mango, margarita.
Okay. You want to try mojito or strawberry?
Well, which one? You want to try that one? Which one?
I like this.
Okay, plus.
We're literally about to run out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're only on these zero.
We get three.
Okay. The right there was a vibe. We got there in a great time. We had time to spare. We went straight to the tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And we got ourselves some little matching tattoos. TikTok. Hey. Yeah.
What time was this?
Cutesy.
What time was it?
That's out of Norfolk.
8, 9, 10. Yes. It was probably like before 2 or 2-ish.
We got there low-key early because we had to be at the hotel at the VIP 4.
Yeah, check-in was at 4. We had time to spare. Plenty of time to spare. So I want to say we got to the tattoo shop before 2. I could like check, but actually my phone is.
It was like at 4, cause.
No, it was not 4. It was 2.
Oh, 2.
Cause we still had time. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had plenty of time. So, it was like let's say 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We went. We literally drove straight to the tattoo party, and there was like this guy on TikTok that was promoting his shop that was like saying that he was gonna do EDC themed flash for $20 and up.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. So, we got there and we were indecisive as fuck. But we got matching tattoos.
Show that pierna.
Yeah. It's your pictures here. Yeah. But yeah, that was fun. And it, honestly, there was a hell of people there, but it did not take very long either.
And they were just like on their shit. They're like, oh,
yeah.
Did you guys get the same person or
no? We got the same dude.
We did.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, we were right after one another.
Yeah.
I went first. But yeah,
Rosie's always down to go first.
I am because if I take too long to think about it, I might start getting a little like I'm just like let me just do it. Yeah. Yeah. So we got our little matching tattoos. That was fun. And then Jesse,
did it hurt at all?
I love the feeling of tattoos. Oh. I fuck with tattoos.
I haven't gotten any in a few years.
The stinging is like, doing more. Like, I don't know about, how do you feel? Or you just,
I don't know. No, I low-key, like, I fuck with the pain a little bit. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Oh.
I think his hand was really soft. Like, yeah.
There's times where it hurts a lot, but there's times where I'm like, it's just the right amount of pain.
You got it on your ankle and you got it on your wrist. It, like, on my wrist.
Yeah. If I would have known, because there were, like, no hands, no feet or whatever. I was having a hard time picking where I wanted to put it, to be honest. I might have. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That was the most indecisive thing on was where I'm going to put it.
Rosie doesn't really have tattoos below her elbow.
I'm just the last few times I went to Vegas, I did some dumb shit. But other than that, I don't do that.
What does we call that?
She got the croissant.
Hey. I got my croissant.
But the other side, I love. Like, literally, croissant. I'm obsessed with. But the other side, I am obsessed with. The sparkle.
I also have a croissant.
She does have a croissant on the same side. So, they're twinsies on that one. Hey. Oh, wait. We all got matching tattoos with Rosie.
Yeah. That's crazy.
How are we still friends? Yeah. Everybody I have a matching tattoo with, I'm not cool with anymore.
Okay, well,
we didn't get it together.
Yeah.
So that's different.
Yeah, that's soulmate energy.
Anyways.
But I want to get this croissant covered up. Anyways, let's move on.
Honestly, I'm like, I wish I didn't get this, but whatever. So yeah. So at this point, Jesse does have family in Vegas.
Ooh. Yes,
right? So,
that was my go-to. I wanted to go see my bebé.
May I ask, why'd you move to Vegas? Is it just like your family moved out there?
Do you want me to go into details? Should I?
This is kind of deep.
Is it because the rent was cheap?
Should I not?
If you want to. If only if you're comfortable.
We can brush over it.
You can brush over it. It's a little simple.
Okay, well.
Give us a synopsis.
Crazy streets of East LA. And I used to be a little, you know, a little run some mucks and do some shit that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And, you know, I just had enough. And I still moved to Vegas and I decided to still fuck around over there and just do some dumb shit. But. Thankfully, in 2018, December 29, 2018, I was able to conquer all my evil past, and I'm better now. I'm in a better place. I'm a better person.
Yes.
And all thanks to my bebé, the one in Vegas, the one that's in Vegas. So,
you moved from East LA to get away from the lifestyle, but then it still took you a while.
But my ratchet ass met some ratchet people, and you already know how that goes. Hey, you know? Like, you know, it was my past, but honestly... I always tell this to myself, like, if I would have not met the people I've known, my sister would have never met my brother-in-law, then I would have never had my nephew.
Butterfly effect.
Yes, so...
Everything happened.
I'm in a good place. I'm next year. And okay, so I have to tell you guys, like...
Okay, I hate when you talk about this.
My tickets to EDC this year. I did.
What the fuck?
So, hold on, wait. Because my sister was going to go. And so she was like, yeah, hyping me up. I'm like, fuck, you know. And then Rosie had told me a day before that Bree was going to graduate. And I was like, I don't know. I was just like, okay. But then I like,
you're like, I still want to go.
No, the day before yesterday, I canceled it. And I was like, you guys got me. I'm dumb for even doing that, you know. I was like literally thinking about it. Like, if I want to just focus on school, like because next year I graduate too. So I have to like really focus, you know, and I was like, I just can't, you know. Mm. Nothing seemed right. So like, but I did tell my nephew where we're gonna go, so I'm sorry. I love you. Oh, shout out to my nephew.
Can you please remind me his name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy's a vibe. I like him.
I promised a couple of people some dances under the electric sky, but
you're gonna have to wait.
2027.
Yes.
Yeah. Because my homegirl Brie, she's gonna fuck it next year.
So when are you graduating?
Next year in June.
June.
But EDC's in May. I don't know. So yeah, friend, I got it in the beginning.
Maybe I'm the reason that you know.
Always be the you're one thing about Brie is that she's a little white angel. So I know everything comes to place when it comes to Brie. That's what I have to stand on. So. That's what I had to a little mexicanita, you know. Let's jump in.
By white we mean pure, yeah, angelic. We can all see what shit we are.
Shit, don't get me started, bro.
Unfortunately,
some of us are white.
Unfortunately.
No, you're beautiful. Stop.
Anyway.
I know, Cindy, your face card is really beautiful.
You're pretty.
You're really pretty.
Yeah, no, she is pretty.
Uh-huh. I think she's genuinely so beautiful.
I think she is too.
I've always thought very natural. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
She was a fairy. Let me stop.
Okay. Refocus. We will be here all night.
Literally.
I knew this would happen. Yeah. Which is why I made an outline. Okay. So that was day zero. He decided, he had told me that he wanted to go see his family.
My nephew.
His nephew, in specific. So after the tattoo, we did split up. And I was like, don't worry, I will go to the market. I'm going to get us some food. But this motherfucker did not tell me that he's picky as fuck.
I'm sorry.
What should we do? Should we get, just for sandwiches? Yeah, sandwiches. Perfect.
Cool. I forgot to tell her that I don't fuck with, like, ham or turkey. I just like bologna.
That's important if I'm going to buy for sandwiches. Hey,
but she made potato salad and now she came through, so
you didn't eat that either, bitch. Don't eat that.
That's dead ass. Dead ass?
I ate some. I was the only one that ate them.
I was the only one that ate them.
Yes.
Are you a simple man? Are you like no ketchup, no tomato,
no
pickles?
Okay, no, maybe no onion, no pickle. Hold on. Let me start. No onion, no pickle for sure. No turkey.
So I go to the market.
It was my fault. My bad.
No. It would have been valuable information to know that you don't fuck with turkey or ham. Because I went to the store and I was like, I don't know if he likes turkey or ham. Let me get a 2-pack. That has both. And then I go back to the hotel and this one comes. He's like, where's the stuff for the sandwiches? And I'm like, oh, I got turkey and ham. He's like, oh.
Fuck no, Rosie. We're gonna get down on camera, y'all. That's not what I was like, okay, it's like a no, but I was like,
I forgot the cheese. I'm sorry, I forgot the cheese. He's like, it's fine, I don't put cheese. I'm like, okay. I give him the turkey and ham. He's like, where's the bologna?
Wait.
Because okay, yeah. I feel like bologna is like obscure, like
right,
like only certain people bologna. Like bologna,
right? But I feel like most people will go for like ham or turkey,
right?
Yeah,
like ham, you like turkey. But if you like turkey, you like ham. Smart
thing and get the double pack with turkey and ham. So if he doesn't like one, there's another option. He doesn't like bologna. Both. He don't like both.
I feel like none of us would have clued in on that.
Yeah.
We would have all gotten either or.
When I said I'm gonna buy shit for sandwiches, you probably should have mentioned that you only like
bologna.
For my offense, I was faded half the time, so
no offense, no, just kidding. Whatever, that was the beginning of day one, and then he came home in time for us to pregame and get ready for Sarah Landry back-to-back. Yay. Nico Moreno. We were able to get ready with ample time.
Post a picture of your birthday, Rosie, because that was fucking wicked what you're wearing.
Was okay. it the all black fit?
I will say, I do think that's my favorite fit of the whole weekend.
I liked it a lot.
It was so simple.
But yeah.
That little one piece outfit that I wore cost me $6 on Shein.
Love that.
But you look so good.
I loved it. And I think everyone else loved it as well. Yes. I wore that with my platforms that I already own. So that outfit actually cost me $0. Because I also bought the one piece like way before. Just to buy it.
Yeah.
Just in case for the next raves.
Yeah.
Apocalypse.
It looks so good.
I'm so excited. Let me throw that in there.
I have an outfit for Apocalypse, but I need to get fit to wear it.
Oh, we're getting fit.
We're getting fit. By the
dress store right now. We haven't even talked about what that includes. What are we? What is the theme? What is the vibe? Are we doing zombie? Are we zombies?
Wait, Cindy, stop! Because I was like, I want to do a zombie shit.
No, yes.
Yeah.
We're zombies.
Wait, for that. Cindy already, guys, bitch,
I'm obsessed with her. I'm literally a fucking Last of Us zombie. Nah.
Hey. For that warehouse
fucking
event.
Fungus queen.
Hey. For the warehouse event that me and Rosie went to, I ended up getting like a zombie like one piece. Mm-hmm. It's fucking sick. I will send it to you guys because that's what I'm fucking wearing. So yeah. But I need to get fucking fit for
it. It's meant for that.
It's meant for that life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's... Okay, I think we're going to... Okay.
I will send.
Okay. What's bass though? Like what...
What do you mean? It,
like bass music? Is it like...
Bass. Dubstep. Yes. Okay. Bass in your motherfucking bass.
Do you like bass in your motherfucking bass?
I'm so sad. Yellow Claw was your last year. My neck is gonna fucking hurt. I just know
it. Break your fucking neck, bitch.
Oh no, shout out to Olivia because she lasted it. She was like, you gotta like, and I was like,
Olivia, we'll get into it.
So if you have a wig, hold on to it.
Yes. Okay. I don't know where the fuck we left off, to be quite frank.
Okay, but first, Loki, let's take a check.
Oh my god, Jesse! This is the problem with Jesse.
Better like.
Hey, let me hang
on. Hey, no, hell no.
Wait, first of all, we have new drinks.
We literally finished the cocktails already, guys.
I have a strawberry one.
We have Cayman Jack Adventure Pack.
Oh, yeah.
I have Mexican Sunrise.
I have that Paloma.
Ooh.
You're still drinking cocktails.
I have the cocktails, the strawberry Cosmo.
Mm. And I'm drinking Agave Mule Cayman Jack.
Cheers,
thank you. Really quick, this is a new drink to us too, so fuck it, we're gonna review them too. These are minus 5.8%. It's made with ginger beer, lime juice, and agave nectar. Ready to drink.
I'm like,
prepared.
5.8% more than the average seltzer.
Yeah, we did not plan to drink two different drinks, but we ran out of the drinks. We've been talking off camera for a long time. We need to fucking lock back in, okay?
Yes.
So.
Sorry, we're drunk.
We're not sorry.
I don't know exactly where we left off, but let's go back to day zero. Sarah Landry, okay? We caught an Uber with ample time. Mm-hmm, and then the Uber. Mm-hmm. Oh, what happened? The fucking freeway closed. The freeway closed. It was going to take us 20 minutes. It took us almost an hour. So we were like stressed out about that. And then we get there. Whatever. We're not too late. It's fine. There's openers. We're vibing. We pre-gamed. We get there. We meet up with some friends.
Shout out to Flora and her husband and the squad over there.
Yes. Dude. Okay. So we meet up with these fucking people, right? And they're like, we have a whole ass bottle. What was it, Casamigos?
It was a Casamigos.
Insert.
That ass bottle, like the big fat
ass
bottle.
Please insert. I think it's me that's going to edit this. Please insert boomerang of me holding that bottle. It's my favorite boomerang of all time.
Oh, yeah. Took it by me.
By the way, I don't know if I already said this, but that fit was my favorite fit of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I think we did say that.
Yeah.
She
was a black goddess.
So we're like, I'm like, how'd you get this bottle? How'd you sneak this in? Like, whatever. No, they didn't sneak it in. They stole it from the fucking bar. Because had bottles there. I don't know.
They just, you know, like a little oops.
Oh, a little oops. Brand new bottle.
Shout out to them, though. Like, they were the vibe. That Sarah Landry.
It's good here.
And then one of the girls actually took a picture of Nico Moreno, got her phone. And I was like, hey, nobody else took a picture of Nico Moreno, but you did.
Our friends are bad.
Took your phone and literally fucking...
He took a selfie with her at the end of the show. Also, one of the other girls we were kicking in with, her fucking shoes broke.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is so funny because she ended up barefoot, but her platforms, like, separated. Ooh, a lot of things happened scary. That night. I think that we turned the fuck up for Sarah Landry back-to-back Nico Moreno. That was the littest I was, I think, the whole weekend. The whole weekend. And then it ended. 2 o'clock on the dot. They shut off the music, right? And we're like, fuck, seriously? Let's keep partying. Yep. We don't have ADC tomorrow. Who cares? Let's keep partying. So we go to our friend's hotel, and we keep partying.
Shout out to them, because they were a fucking vibe. Honestly.
And it was walking distance. Oh, shit. We go to the hotel. We keep partying. What time do we get home, Jesse?
I mean, like, 6 in the morning. We were lit. You know what? We were getting ready. Like, I chose the right person, and... You know what, dog? We're gonna keep doing this shit again and again and again and again.
We got lit as fuck. 60 years old? 60-ish?
Around there. Sorry, we're drunk.
Hey. We got lit as fuck on Thursday night/Friday morning. Hello. And then, like, we go back to the hotel. It's like 6 a.m. I'm like, oh, we got tomorrow. To blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I don't know what time we fucking went to bed. But it was morning. What time did we
fucking wake up, though?
I don't remember.
Bro, we woke up, like, at 12. 12, oh. 1. It wasn't no more later than 1.
Yeah, I don't think we slept very much. But, like, the thing is, we woke up, and we just kind of, like, chilled around. We lagged a little bit. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, if we're catching the shuttle, we got shuttle passes, but not, like, the EDC shuttles. It was a different program. Live How You Want is what it was called.
Shout out to them.
They were cool as fuck.
This episode's gonna, like, I'm like, shout out to them too, because you know what?
I seen a video, and it looked like a vibe, right?
It was awesome. Definitely a vibe.
Did you guys get drinks?
Yes. But it depended on your bartender, how that
the
worked.
Day of.
Yeah. Because some people knew what they were doing, some people didn't. So on day one, not so much, but we still drank. But yeah, so we wake up early, and then we're like trying to figure out our lives. We're eating a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, if it's 12, we're gonna take the shuttle at 4. That means we have to leave at 3. Cheers. Because we chose the earliest slot time, because specifically Jesse, he was like,
I just wanted to be there, like, you know,
early. You wanted to, because mind you,
like, maybe it was because of the first EDC, I didn't get to go the third day. The second day, some shit had cracked with one of my friends, so it was like, she didn't go the second day, and then my best friend didn't want to go, so it wasn't like, you know?
He wanted a full experience, so he's like, can we go early on day one? I'm like, yeah, sure. But like, we wake up at 12.
Rosie's the one to be like,
yeah. Yes. We woke up at 12.
She the one.
We ate, and then I was like, doing the math on my fingers, I'm like, fuck, we gotta leave by 3, it's 12, it's 1. We need to start getting ready, or I do. Specifically for day one, because I did have a lot more things planned, like hair and makeup wise. I did not do the plans for my hair. I didn't get around to that, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but she looked like a baddie. Insert the clip right there again. Hey.
But yeah, so basically what had happened was, and the funny thing is, I prepared my backpack and everything beforehand so I could just grab it and go. But what had happened was...
Because in my head...
Stop. He always says I said that a lot, and now I can't stop hearing myself say that. What happened was, we got ready, and then it was time to fucking go, and I'm like, we need to leave right now. Call the Uber, we need to leave right now. Mm-hmm. We run out the fucking door, we catch that Uber, and then I'm like, we're on the fucking road, and I'm like, I forgot my backpack. My whole ass backpack.
No.
I forgot my totem. Texting my friends, my coworkers, whatever, like, let's meet at this time. I have this fucking totem, blah, blah, blah. Forgot the totem. Forgot my backpack with all my essentials in it. I was just me in a vibe. We did not have time to eat before we left. So I was a little bit unbothered by that. But at the same time, I'm like, I should probably eat. And then so we get to the hotel where our shuttle is.
Is this the one I went to get?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
you know, my fat ass.
Jesse was like, I need to eat. And I'm like, yeah, we'll eat when we get to the hotel before we catch the shuttle. But we were pressing time, bitch. We were pressing time.
And then, where we fucking stopped that, bro, it was, like, way out there. And we had to fucking catch the mission, like,
we didn't know where the shuttle was at all. So,
and then homegirl on her fucking platform, she's like, yeah.
I was in my platforms. And let me tell you something. They were not comfortable at all. At all. As soon as I put them in, I was like, ooh, this is not going to be good. Did I bring any backups? No.
Nope.
No. No, because I forgot everything. I literally said I'm going to bring my backups, and I forgot everything. So,
it's getting we're moving too quick the first day. I'm like, oh, let's go.
We got too lit on day zero.
Like, prepping wise, like getting ready.
We no, did she too had much. Everything. Or she I already had everything
ready. I just forgot to
she
grab it.
She had it on her low key. And I what did. She did was grab. I think you grabbed your drink, or I don't know what the fuck you grabbed, and then
I put my shit down, and I forgot it. Yeah. And we're in the Uber right there. I'm like, what the fuck? I did not bring my bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, Rosie, when you told me
that, it was pretty crazy. I was like, wait, what? Like, how do you forget that?
I don't fucking know.
Like, I don't know, but I also can't believe that I, like.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
I don't know how I survived that day. I really don't. But it was fine. It was fine.
Did you have, like, your ID at least?
I had my ID. I did not have my little, like, phone protector thing, and that freaked me out. But then Jesse lent me his because he's like, I'm fine. You can use mine. That worked out. But, yeah, just in general, I was just, like, so unprepared. I was so prepared when I was preparing, and I forgot everything. So I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was so mad at myself. But anyways, we get to day one. Right away, we had already met up with, like, some friends, and then right away we met up with your nephew.
Yes.
And his little group, which they were so cool.
Aww. Shout out to Jeremy and to his squad.
Yes. Hey. They were cool. They were cool. I did feel like a little rave mama.
Aww.
Or I felt older, for sure. But they were so cute. Like, they latched to me right away, the two girls that were with them. Aww. Like, they were just my little rave babies.
Shout out to them, too. All of you were, like, little baddies.
They were so cute. She was a fairy. And they looked so cool. Yeah.
She was a fairy.
But what ended up happening was our group... Why did we separate, friend?
Oh. Okay, so... Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go. I've been talking too long.
Okay, so... Who did I want to go see?
I don't know, but...
Well, I think you were going to meet somebody up.
No. What had happened was... I had in my schedule... The schedule was crazy, but in my schedule I had a gap, and in my head I in that gap
all of it my
I was
head.
Gonna use that time to explore. I'm like, we have like a 2-hour gap, we can go walk around and explore. So we met up with his nephew, and then I think we watched a set or two with your nephew and his crew, and then in my schedule there was a gap, and in that gap it was going to be used to explore. Mm-hmm. But then his nephew had a whole schedule of his own.
Oh, shit.
And he was like, okay, we're going to go here next. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, okay, if we're going to go there, like, my gap is a little smaller. Like, I kind of want to explore. Like, the whole weekend, that was the only gap I had.
Oh.
So I looked to my other friends that we were with, and I'm like, do you want to go see this person? Because if you don't care, I want to walk around. And then, like, my friends were like, they're like, yeah, let's walk around, you know? And so I tell Jesse, I'm like, look, no hard feelings, but like, I don't want to see these people. And I kind of just want to walk around. But Jesse did not want to separate from me at all.
I was just like, come on. It's like me. I just wanted to go dance, like fucking just dance the night away, you know?
But and then also I was like, you were scared of separating, which I was like, it's fine. We're going to meet up. Like, I'm pretty sober. Your nephew was pretty sober. Like,
and then I'm telling you, her and my nephew are like two fucking mega brains.
Because we were, they were just
like
each other.
Like, I felt like they were just like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, like, just like from.
Like, I'm like, let's meet up right here at this time, you know, exactly this spot. And he was like, okay, perfect. I felt like we both were cool.
We would have had the totem. We would have never got.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah, I forgot my totem. I forgot my totem.
Dun, dun, dun. That's the number one problem. So you get lost.
So we separate. I walk around with my friends. We walk what I thought was like everywhere, but there was still some things I didn't see. I've learned, but we fucking walked like a lot. We went to the fucking candy casino. We went to... Oh. We checked out a bunch of shit. And it was so fun. It was so fun. And I was so happy I did it. And then I think we were supposed to see Dioro. Dioro was on our both list.
I love that man.
We go to Dioro. I don't find them there, but I didn't try that hard. But the plan was to meet up right after Dioro.
Yep.
At a very specific location at a very specific time. And then I go... to the very specific location at the very specific time. And I don't see Jesse. I did have plans to meet up with some other friends like 30 minutes after that time. So we stayed there. waiting for Jesse and his homies for 30 minutes.
Which we were we were there, Rosie.
So Jesse swears up and down, and I believe you, but for some reason we didn't find each other. He swears up and down he was there at the specific
time and place. I promise I was. And we were also there. My nephew was like, oh, we gotta meet your girl. Like, let's leave a little bit earlier. Because we know we didn't get to see the
Tucanes.
We didn't get to see them because my nephew was...
friend, I think they were earlier. I was looking at the set, and I'm like, I think we did see them. We both probably did. And I didn't realize we did, but we did.
But you know what? Never again, because in 2027, this shit ain't gonna happen.
Anyways, basically what had happened was we were supposed to meet at a specific place and time after Dioro. We didn't find each other at that time or place. Mm-hmm. And I could have stayed there waiting. But at the same time, I'm like, he's with his nephew. I'm with somebody. Like, we're fine. I also have to meet up my other homies. At this time, and there was somebody I wanted to see somewhere else at this time, so I'm like, you know what, I think that, like, I waited 30 minutes, I think we're good, he's probably gonna be fine, I'm probably gonna be fine, we'll find each other later. So basically, Jesse and I separated for the whole fucking day.
Literally, bro.
On day one, because there was no service,
sussy buckle,
and there was no finding each other.
But, no, yeah.
There was no finding each other.
Why is Jesse still drinking the old drinks?
Because we started before him.
But you know what? This fucking strawberry.
We started before. I don't think so. We all drank three.
Hey, you know what, Loki? Should I chug one for the when I'm drunk? Do it. Yeah, I'm fucking down. Are you guys?
Are you finished with the strawberry
one? Yes.
Okay, then. Yes. Just move on to the next one.
This is for La Cindy right here.
Basically, Jesse and I lost each other on day one. Okay. We did not find each other until the morning when it was time to catch the shuttle, okay? Period. Moving on. The next day?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, we took the shuttle back. I fell asleep in the shuttle. And then it was terrible waking up. And then we had to catch an Uber, which was terrible to wait for. And then we got back to the hotel at 8 a.m.-ish? Yeah. Okay. So we get home 8 a.m.-ish. I take off my makeup. I go to bed. And then what time do we wake up on day two?
Around the same time.
I think I woke you up.
Like, I want to.
I woke up probably like at 2 p.m.
Because Loki, the second day was the time, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
I woke up, I think, at 2 p.m. and I just started getting ready immediately because I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to rush like last time. But okay, tell me why we still were rushing out that door at 5 p.m. I only gave myself an hour to get ready for some reason. It only was an hour, but I did it and we did it.
She looked like top tier. Post right there.
What did I wear on day two?
The rest of...
No, that was day one. Oh, it was the, like, disco pants situation. Mm-hmm. The purple fit. Mm-hmm. I gave myself an hour to get ready for some reason, and it still worked. But that day, I decided I was going to take my car because the Uber, catching Uber there, catching Uber back, it was too much, and I realized that I was fine by the end of the night.
Was it expensive?
That too was like $40 there, $50 back.
I thought it was gonna be way more.
Me too. Yeah. But I think it was just a part of like waiting and all that. Like that took too long. And I just realized that I was able to drive. So on day two, I was like, fuck that, I'm driving. It's gonna save us time, it's gonna save us energy. And I think I'll be fine. And I was. So day two, I drove. We pre-gamed.
By the way, it was nothing but just Jack Daniels and Coke all three fucking days. Except the first day was
gone. For some reason, that was me.
At the hotel?
Rosie.
At the hotel, yeah.
That's
I don't know why. Rosie. I was like, I
feel
like
at EDC.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
You stuck
that's
it in?
That's a thing.
It had been a while since I drank Jack and Coke, but I was feeling the vibes, and I was like, this is going to be it for the weekend. And that was it for the weekend for me. Day two, any highlights or lowlights of day two?
Day two?
We met up with my
nephew again.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they were a fucking...
How old is his nephew, by the way? I'm just curious.
My nephew is 23 years old.
We also met up with my friends.
Shout out to the homie Joel.
We also met up with Alexis and his friends.
And his peoples, his brother. Mm-hmm. And I actually caught the homie from high school, Elio and Susan. Shout out to them.
This was also the day that we met up with Joe's homie, which I did not know, but that day he gave me a wristband and I gave it to my cousin for day three.
And shout out to the homie Gabriel. These are all homies that I have here back in Cali. So I met them out of nowhere, like, they popped up. They were like, Jesse. And I was like, out of a fucking 300,000 festival, bro, I got to meet the homies.
Hey, where do we leave off? On day two somewhere. I got us there on time, even though it only took an hour plus to get ready. I remembered everything. Day two, do you have any highlights? Day two, do we have any highlights?
Any highlights?
Forgot what I wrote down. Let me check. On day two, I will say the number one thing that happened was the weather.
Oh, bro.
The weather was so fucking bad. It was so cold. Freezing. And so windy.
That, you know, but low-key that day you wore the pants set, no?
Yeah, but the pants were see-through.
Push the clip right there.
The pants were see-through. I was cold as fuck. Like, I cannot lie to you. I thought I was not going to make it. I was so cold. The wind was so strong. And I just remember thinking, like, there's no way I'm going to last through the night.
Because you guys are kind of, like, in a, like...
like a little dome, little,
yeah,
per se.
So you guys are not getting, like, straight on heat. You guys are, like...
No, there was no heat that day.
Oh, shit.
It was cold.
And like, it was dead windy. Ass at all. It was fucking windy. My eyes were all fucking, like... it was bad.
It was bad. It was so bad. I never did not wear a sweater. From the moment we left the hotel, I was like, what the fuck? The sun never came out, bro. Never came out.
That's crazy.
I wore my sweater. And then on top of that, a couple hours into the event, I was like, I cannot do this. I'm too cold. I want to go home. I was so done. Mm-hmm. And then Jesse was like, you can have my sweater. That is probably what saved me that day, because otherwise...
which is like a fucking 3X sweater with her little tiny petite.
You didn't bring a sweater with you, Rosie?
I was wearing a sweater the whole entire time.
She was, but it was
not cold, enough, bro. It was like, not enough.
Like, Rosie, she's so small. Like,
I literally was giving like 60?
Nah, low-key, like...
I don't know what it was giving, but
It was cold, but it was fucking windy. Where, like, everything was blowing away type shit.
We're also from California, so our cold...
It was windy as fuck.
Our species is, like, 40 degrees.
No, but hold on, low-key, like, I lived in Vegas, so weather like this is unpredictable. Like, it's not, you know?
Yeah, no, it was... It was a lot. I almost couldn't handle it. And then Jesse let me put on his sweater, which helped me. But I was
big ass sweater, so she was
yes,
good.
It was good. That did help. I was still cold. But the other highlight of my day too was the fact that I had kept saying that I wanted to ride on someone's shoulders.
Oh. Let's get into that chat.
I wanted to ride. That's such like a goal, you know? Like, let me ride someone's shoulder and let me just fucking live my life. Yeah, we do.
Insert that.
We will insert the video.
I keep
Jesse
that,
was like, on day one, I think I mentioned the fact that I wish I could ride someone's shoulders. Jesse's like, what the fuck? You can ride my shoulders, bitch. And I'm like, can I? He's like, yeah. We didn't do it on day one, but the whole talk of day two, he was like, you're gonna ride my shoulders. You're gonna ride my shoulders. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay.
That was like, I know I could hold Rosie. Like, she's like,
he's like, how much do you weigh? I'm like, I just lost some weight.
She's petite.
Dude, she's max, petite. I could hold, like, for sure, like, 200 max.
I know, like, I could. I'm like a good 130, 135. Easy. You know? He's like, no problem.
But thing is, she was so fucking scared, bro. She was like, so she got on me and my whole face was covered. I was like,
I had a lot of things with me in the bag and shit.
2027. We're
going to be no, but I think you did amazing, sweetie. So that was the goal of the night. We hit that goal. I rode his shoulders, and it was amazing. Oh, he, like, checked that off my bucket list, which was so fun. Yeah, so meeting up with Olivia and riding on Jesse's shoulders were the highlights of the night. I did drive home that morning. It was okay. It was okay. It was doable.
What about the ticket situation?
What was it?
That we couldn't open the door. And nobody was getting like a message.
On what situation? Remind me.
The hotel. Remember, we're like we had to park at the hotel. We forgot.
Okay. Like, oh my god, no. So I honestly don't know what happened, but I drove there, right? And I parked in the parking garage. I was having a hard time paying for the ticket. Like, you had to scan the QR code and pay for the ticket. It wasn't working for me. So I'm like, Jesse, can you do it? He didn't. He's like, I don't know if it worked or not. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He got some type of, like, he got further than me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think we're good. So the next morning when we get back to the parking garage and I'm trying to leave, the gate wouldn't open for us. The gate would not open for us. We're like, talking 8 a.m.
We're texting. We're like, what the fuck? So like at the end of the, I ended up texting and it just like ended up opening.
No, I was calling customer service.
Yeah.
We're pressing the button. We're like, call for help. There's a line behind us because the gate.
They were honking already. They were like, honking.
Beep. It was like, 8 a.m., bitch. It was 8 a.m. The gate would not open. And I was like, I'm not going to pay again. We already paid, but I don't think we paid at all, huh? I didn't get the charge.
The second day, I think we did.
Yeah, I didn't get the charge, but we thought we did. So we're like pressing the call for help. I'm fucking going online. Like, I'm calling for customer service. I think I finally did talk to somebody. Like, they answered, and then for some reason, the gate opened. I'm like, oh, never mind, the gate opened. So we finally left. But that was a whole mission in itself because we were already fucking tired. It's 8 a.m. I'm driving. Like, I want to go home. And then it finally opened. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I actually don't think we paid. but yeah, that was something.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm fucked up, guys.
We got home. I will say I took off my makeup every day, which was, it's a big deal for me.
Valid.
Put my pajamas on and took off my makeup every fucking night. I'm winning.
I love that for you.
Yeah, so next, it's day three, right? Day three, I fucking wake up at like 2-3 p.m.
Oh.
And
we have to be out by like 6.
We gotta catch the bus at 6, so we have to leave by 5:30 the latest. I wake up at 2 and I'm just like dead. I'm dead. I cannot bring myself to get ready. I cannot bring myself to jump in the shower. Like, I'm just dragging my ass. I get up and I'm like just laying on the couch.
Early.
What? Yes, to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm fucked up already, guys. So, my bad.
Okay, so how did day three go?
Day three, I got ready in 30 minutes.
Love that for you.
I was also so traumatized from how cold it was on day two that I said, "Fuck my day three outfit," and I wore pants and I wore a shirt that I had plans of wearing, and I gave myself 30 minutes to get ready.
But you said comfort over. Cleaning and overheatness.
I wore a fit that I was supposed to wear to bed. Pretty much. But guess what? It was not that cold, so I was kind of hot. Because I dressed warm, and then it was, like, not as cold as it was on day two, so it was kind of hot.
We love bipolar weather.
Right. I also got car sick on the way over there, and I was throwing up in the shuttle. So there's that. So then there was no pregame for me on day three. Did I mention that I was pretty much sober the whole weekend? Because nothing was hitting. The drinks were not hitting. I was on a vibe, but not a drunk one.
So she was sober dober.
Pretty much. What do you got to say about that?
Were you sober dober?
I was super sober dober.
Yeah, by day three, nothing, you know.
Nothing was giving or whatever, but we did have a fucking awesome time.
No, yeah, it was still fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. We danced. And one thing about Rosie is if I tell her, like, I want to fucking be in the crowd and just fucking dance all night, she won't be a party pooper. She'll be like, do your thing. I'll stay here and I'll do my thing. Like,
right. Because sometimes for me, the crowds are not it. So he's like, I want to go. I'm like, you go. I'll be right here.
Yeah. I think me, Rosie, and Cindy, we love having enough space to dance and vibe.
Right.
That's us. I hate the crowd.
I need air.
I mean, I fuck with the crowd. I really do, but when it's like you're fucking just like raw squished in and like fucking I could smell your armpits and it smells like cebolla. Like it be smelling like 10 cans of bounce that ass, like, you know?
I don't give a fuck about any smell or whatever. Like when people are like bumping on my shoulders and like constantly going back and forth, I hate that shit. I hate it so much.
I can't really
have that bad. I feel like
at Beyond,
but not at EDC.
At EDC, no. But back to back, crank that. Was kind of crazy.
Yes.
It was packed. I pranked that?
Not only was it packed, but the sound was bad. The audio was bad. We can hear the other stage, which was
crank that
back to back, Kate B. We could hear what was going on the other stage, which was the first time that I experienced that the whole fucking weekend. Yep. And so it was kind of distracting because it was like we were trying to vibe here, but we can totally hear everything over there. And that was weird. It was weird. Was
just like all this, we were like, we hear like, dun, 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 like, we hear all types
of
shit.
It was overstimulating. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if crying tube, like, if they have better, like, audio, I would have stood there, they're two back to back.
Yeah, we left early. I'm not going to lie. For Sunday, for some reason, we did not stay at one set for the whole set. Like, we were like, you know what, let's bounce a little too early. You know, for every set, we're like, let's bounce.
Was but third day, you got a taste of everything.
We did. We did. Because you know what? Like, one thing about Rosie is she has, like, awesome taste in music. And she's, like, based on, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the whole, like, the dubstep wasn't really, like, but it was, it's not, she likes dubstep, but it has a little mixture to it, like, where you could just, like,
I love dubstep.
Yes.
So, know? Jesse let me pick the schedule for the whole weekend. He said, yes. I don't care. I want to see this person, this person, this person. But other than that, I don't care. So, yes. I made the schedule, and it was heavily based on dubstep. We did split up for Levity. You went to watch I Hate Models. I went to watch Levity. And I had a good time, but it was pretty crowded for that. Mm-hmm. I did leave early. And then we met back up, and then I would say, like, the crank, that one got pretty packed too. Base Pod, they moved the location this year. I feel like it was a little crowded. and that was also the same set that we were hearing the other shit next to us, and it was just, like, a little distracting. And we tried moving more in to get that sound out, but it was still there. It was still there. So we left that set a little early too. After that, we accidentally ran into our homies again, fucking Floor and was Alondra and their booze or whatever.
Yeah, Flower and her dude and her, like, yeah.
We ran into the little group on accident, bro, because they're not even supposed to be at EDC.
Yeah.
They went to Sarah Landry and they had no EDC tickets. So
day zero, they were like, nah, we're not going to go, you know, like, fuck it, like, not this year. And they ended up to day three and
those we didn't even know they were going to be there. We ran into them. And I'm not going to lie, by the end of the night, it was like 4 a.m., giving 5. I wanted to go home.
And one thing I did tell Rosie was, like, if you ever want to give quits or, like, at 3, 2, whatever, I'm down.
But at the same time, he was like, I want to stay all night.
But if you really would have told me, like,
no, which is why I did. So it was like giving 5 a.m.-ish, and I was like, I'm kind of ready to go. Like, it's the last night. I'm tired. They were warning us that the shuttle ride was going to take 2 hours if we stayed till the end. And I wasn't really trying to do all that.
Nokia was alive.
That was alive.
No, like, they were bad. Like, I would take that shuttle again because they were pretty, like, legit. Yeah.
No, the shuttle was cool, but, like, we did leave slightly early. It was, like, 5-something. 5-something-ish. I did drive that day, too, and I will say that drive home was a little rough because what kept happening was I was falling asleep on the shuttle ride home.
Yeah. I mean,
it was, like, an hour drive home.
They did warn us, low-key, that the third day was going to be, like a hectic, you know, like, morning ride. So that's what happened. Like, low-key, it was, like, a 2-hour ride, no, low-key?
I would get on the shuttle. I would knock out. And then I wake up, and we were at the drop-off spot. But from there, I had to drive, like, 15 minutes from the drop-off to our hotel. And, yeah, that third day was a little rough. I felt bad because Jesse was like, can we go to McDonald's? I'm like, yeah. But then when it came down to it, I'm like,
we fucking skipped, like, 4 McDonald's. Like, I'm like, there's no one there. But you know what? Like, she was driving. Hey, Papa. Mm-hmm. So the third day, yeah, like, she,
I struggled.
She did, but she was the only one driving.
I was quiet
about
it.
I give her props. Like, I will, like I said it. No,
it's a struggle driving when you're fucking tired and, like, on the, like, dead ass, like, knocking out, like, trying to stay up. It's hard.
I literally was asleep. Tired, yeah. On the shuttle ride home, and then I woke up. I'm like, okay, I gotta drive. Like, focus, you know? The sun is out. The Monday morning traffic was out, and I was just, like, trying to stay alive. So I felt bad because we did pass a couple of McDonald's and I'm just like, fuck, we passed them. I'm sorry.
Uber
like,
Eats.
The next one.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, at that point.
The next one.
The third day.
Went to sleep.
I ended up going to my nephew's again. And you know,
so Monday morning. Monday morning.
How that goes. Like, shout out to my brother-in-law. I stood asleep
for fucking hours.
For making hella food. And I was like, hey.
He told me, he's like, I'm going to leave. Like, we got home again 8 a.m. ish Monday morning.
This is the end of the day. Soda, though. Like, we were like,
legit. You did. I don't know how the fuck you did that, because he told me he was going to go visit his nephew, so I'm like, cool. I knocked the fuck out, and I woke up at almost 3 p.m. Jesse was long gone. Long gone. And I just kept going in and out of sleep for the whole day. I tried to meet up with my coworkers. I made a plan. I'm like, I'll meet you there. And then my stomach was upset. I was trying to eat. I hadn't eaten all day. And I'm just like, I cannot go. Like, I'm not well. But you were out the whole day, so I don't know how the fuck you did that.
Is it because, like, again, like, Loki, I don't, like, if I would have been drinking, like, like, right now, it's, like, chill. But if I would have been drinking the whole 3 days, I would like, mass would have been done.
That's the end of our story, guys. After that, we just went home. And the ride home was kind of hard. It was kind of hard. Jesse doesn't drive, so.
Boy, why not?
What? He doesn't know how to drive.
I just don't drive right.
So I was the sole driver.
You know how to drive, it's okay.
And it was hard for me. I thought it was cool, and then all of a sudden I started struggling. I drank a whole coffee, and then I chugged the whole Celsius, and I was like,
to
bro.
Back to that.
I was like, bro, I think I can't do it.
Starbucks, you know, and then Starbucks, and then Starbucks.
I drank a double espresso Starbucks, and then I drank a Celsius, and I had to pull over. But I made it home.
And you know what? I appreciate Rosie for taking me on this ride, and I love her, and yes.
And we'll do it again. But yay! It was a little rough. It was a little rough.
Okay. So, Clawtails. I'm going to give these a probably, like, 7 out of 10. The packaging is cute. It's giving. The alcohol percentage is there. Did it get lit? Yes. Could the flavor have been better? Yes. They didn't feel super sugary, but they felt a little watered down. Just slightly.
Can't relate.
No, because I feel like, compared to everybody, I like the sugar, but I don't like it that much. But these felt like slightly watered down, but
for a cocktail mix, yes.
They were pretty good. They were pretty good.
What do you think about the packaging?
The packaging was there. It was giving.
Yeah.
They all are equally
good. Equally.
Listen. The point is, I'm pretty
Linda,
lit.
Linda, listen.
I'm pretty lit, but I feel like they could have been better. The taste-wise, they felt watered down to me. But they get me fucked up? Yes.
Okay.
So let's move on.
Period.
I'm gonna take yours, so that's where mine is. Go. So, for the cocktails, I will give it an average 8 out of 10.
Average.
Listen, you shut up. 7 out
of 10.
Okay.
Is that, what's the average? 7 out of 10. Okay, I'll give it an average 7 out of 10. There was nothing special to it, but it is giving a mixed drink. It is giving, what was this drink that I compared it to? The one that also has
Mai Tai. Cut water.
Cut water. Okay. The cut water was giving Mai Tai, I mean. The Mai Tai flavor was giving cut water. The Mai Tai flavor was giving cut water. It does remind me of cut water. If you know that flavor, you know. It's sugary to a certain point. It's not overwhelming, but there is sugar in it. The seltzer is not intense at all. There's a slight seltz in it. So I will give it a 7 out of 10. And the packaging, honestly, I really like. It gives that tropical feel.
But it's
so,
okay, also giving EDC vibes if you think about it. Like
she doesn't know that because she's never been.
Oh,
we're not thinking about it.
Okay.
So I'll give it a 9 out of 10. Anyways.
Wait, you gave it a 9 out of 10?
For packaging.
Okay.
Okay, Jesse.
Okay, so which one did I try? I tried the
blueberry. You tried the blueberry. I remember that was your first one.
The blueberry one was good.
Blueberry.
Blueberry. Okay. So I tried the blueberry one first. That one was like a 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it because I actually fuck with blueberries.
I love that for you.
I really don't drink, but it was pretty like an easy drink. This is the one that I downed, like the chug one, no?
You chugged a couple.
But like, so that one's an 8 out of 10. My favorite one was the strawberry one. That one was like a 9 out of 10.
I love that for you.
That one. And then I tried the mango margarita. That one was like a 7 out of 10. But I do like mango.
Period. Packaging?
Packaging. Like I said, it's giving low-key EDC vibes. So, mm-hmm. fuck with it.
Okay. You know, like... So a 10 out of 10 for the packaging?
The packaging, 10 out of 10.
That. Period. Period.
Okay. My turn.
Rosie.
Now you're dropping the box.
She's like, lock in, bitch. She's like...
You're just dropping me. Oh, shit. We done fuck up, dog.
Lock in before it's too late. Okay, so... Okay, fuck. As a whole, I will give it a 7 out of 10. 10?
Karma, bitch.
No, I. Daniel. This is why I've been saying we need to finish. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Look at all the fucking.
Don't call me out, bitch.
Huh?
Don't
call me out. Okay, wait, hold on.
Focus.
Damn!
Focus. We're gonna run out of space on my phone. Oh, that's your phone. I forgot. We got plenty of space. Okay. I'm giving it a 7 out of 10 as a whole. I do think...
Bro. Hey, we gotta lock in. We gotta lock in. We gotta lock in right now.
Are you done? Are you done? Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that blackberry mojito was my favorite as well. It was... very much blackberry, but also like the minty of mojito was not overpowering, so I like that. That was my favorite flavor. Some of them were a little sweet, I'm not gonna lie, a little sweet, but not that bad for 7%. Yeah, what did I say? 7 out of 10. I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10. That's all I gotta say. They're not very like seltzery, they're not too sweet, they're not anything, they're just like neutral, you know. Yeah. They're right in the middle.
My favorite is Mai Tai.
My favorite strawberry was blackberry.
I forgot what the flavor is called, but it's mango.
These 7%ers did hit. I'm not gonna lie, I drank 3 of them, I was feeling it, and then we decided to keep drinking. That's how you know that they hit, because we wanted to keep drinking. We wanted more.
They fucked us up.
Let's move on to the second drink.
With that being said, we have more to review.
We're reviewing the Cayman? No.
Yeah, we are. Go ahead.
Let me know my favorite one.
I only tried 2, so
we have
my favorite one was of course the Paloma. Okay. I'll be honest, these were definitely more like favorable. No wait. Is that the word? AKA they were sugary. There was sugar in these.
I told you.
But they were good. Are they healthy? No.
No.
Fuck no. Did I drink 3 of them? Yes.
Good.
Will I drink another one? Maybe.
Fuck yeah.
But the point is that they're pretty good. Did they fuck me up? Yes. I like these. I do. But they're not good for you.
Probably not. Yeah.
They fuck you up.
I don't think we very healthy, much. Did we?
Was that the one I chugged, Loki?
Yeah.
I've had 3 of these.
Took more than one.
And I think I still have one more to take home with me. But yes, they fucked me up.
She said to take home with me.
Let's move on.
So what would you rate it?
9 out of 10. I like these.
9 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
We're almost done.
7 out of 10. Let's move on.
Okay. Here we go. We're moving quickly.
So Mexican Sunrise was my favorite. If I were to rate that on its own, 10 out of 10. But as a package, I will rate it a 7 out of 10. Because the Sunrise was the only one I was really fucking with.
I haven't tried Mexican Sunrise.
Bitch.
I have one right here, babe. I want one right here. Pass it on.
You need to drink it. Drink it.
Bye.
You're good.
He's not good.
I'm not good.
No, I'm drinking my Rosie. She can drink it.
Here. Yeah, I'll drink it.
Anyways, so the Mexican Sunrise is really my favorite, but overall for the package, I'll give it a 7 out of 10. The...
How did that happen?
I did throw it to her. For the package, I think it's basic.
Very basic.
I will give it the same rating as Cindy gave.
I'm just going to give it 3 out of 10 after she already rated it.
I'll give it the same rating as Cindy.
Pippi King.
Oh.
My bad, guys.
Are you ready? Put your mic in front of you and give your rating.
Okay. Okay.
Okay,
we love you, Jesse.
Okay, wait, what are we doing?
Give your rating.
Okay. Your rating for Kevin.
Which one did I chug? Do you guys know? Do you remember? I think it was the guava one. So the guava one was the one that I chugged, and low-key, this was my favorite one. I give it like a 9 out of 10.
Because that's agave mule.
Agave. There you go. So this one was my favorite one. And the second one that I tried, which one was it, guys?
The margarita.
The margarita one. So this one was like,
I don't know, because I think that was
10.
What I drank. That was the one I drank.
Okay, yeah, but I give this one a 9 out of 10. Low-key. It was good.
We're not reviewing these good, guys.
Okay, so we just start all over?
What do you mean start all over? Don't take us for fucking... Don't take our word for it. Anyway, so my review is I drank the margarita and I drank the Mexican sunrise. And I drank the agave mule. Okay, I'm going to give them a 5 out of 10 because they're all right, but they're also too sweet. They're too sweet for me. They made my saliva thick and... I just know Caymans are too sweet for me. I don't like them that much. But I will say the Mexican sunrise was probably the best.
It kind of reminds me of a mimosa.
They're that too sweet for me, guys. They're too sweet.
Could you try that one?
Packaging 3 out of 10. They're whatever. They look like all the other Cayman Jacks, so there's nothing special about them.
I like the blue.
It's an adventure pack.
Yeah, but they all look like that. So, anyways.
10 out of 10 for packaging.
Okay.
No, I feel like if they're having an adventure pack, they should look different. I feel like they should have been green.
Right.
Right.
Or something. Okay, anyways. I don't know how we got here, but we got here. So, thank you guys for watching.
Woo! Sorry, and what? Sorry, we're drunk. Hey.
I apologize that we are drunk.
No. I'm not apologizing. Well, this is literally your brand.
I won't apologize, but I am drunk this time around.
I'm not going to lie. I'm also drunk this time around.
This was such a fun-ass podcast, and I will do this a million years.
Thank you, Jesse, for joining us.
Hey.
Thank you for watching. Subscribe, like, comment.
Comment, for sure. Hey.
We got to go. Everything's a mess.
Hey.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
Hey.
Bye. 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 Bye